Hi, Vera.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good. Great to speak to you. How are you going?
I'm good.
So a really big welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
Your current record, Perennial, it's had huge critical acclaim and success, so congratulations first.
Thank you so much.
You're now up to single number 5, OMG, which is a bit of a feat in this day and age for albums. Have you found yourself settled into this state of success, or do you still find yourself riding on that wave?
Just riding on the wave, kind of just going with the flow. Everyone that's behind the project is really excited, and we're all, you know, we just love making music, so it's a really special time to be releasing this song at the moment. And yeah, really, really pumped and very blessed to be able to make music and release it. So
yeah, you've been having an amazing run at the moment. I mean, you were nominated for an ARIA last year as well, so yeah. Another congratulations.
Thank you. That was a really, really special and huge thing for me, just to be nominated. So yeah, it was awesome.
It was International Women's Day yesterday, so I feel like it does seem fitting that you released the new single, Lady Powers, the day after.
Yes, what, really good timing, I think. It's, yeah.
What is Lady Powers all about?
Lady Powers is, the thing that I really like about this song is that, you know, women and people in general can connect to it in their own way. But to me, Lady Powers is a few things as well. Most of all, Lady Powers is your body. It's kind of like your dignity, it's your self-respect, your confidence, all those kinds of things. Lady Powers is like a strength that's kind of developed inside you over time. It's like a thick skin, I think, as well. And Lady Powers is the women that you're surrounded by. So it's a few things, and I love that, you know, people can connect to it in whatever way they want. And yeah, it's just a fun track too. It's a fun bop tune, and we love dancing to it and feeling empowered. It's just a song about empowerment, and it's a good time to release it as well with everything that's going on. And I just want people to connect to it, and I think that's what's happening. So it's awesome.
Yeah, it really is awesome. I was listening to it this morning, and I was having a little bop on the tram, so
good.
It's a damn fine banger. How did the Cody Shane featuring come about?
Yes, Cody is awesome. She's added such a great little touch to the song, so really blessed to have her on the track. But we just felt like this song was an awesome song in itself, but I think it just had a little missing piece, and I just wanted to have a female collaboration on there. And the label helped with sourcing some really cool female artists, and they linked me to her, and I had a listen, and I fell in love with her tone and her sense of rhythm, and she laid down her part for the song, and it was just the icing on the cake. It was just perfect. She's such a boss.
And I'm thinking now you're up to single number 5, you may as well just release every track off the album.
That would be nice, but yeah, I think it's nice to kind of, like, this song will be a really good kind of tail end of the record, and I think maybe we have one more single left, but you never know. I think this song, you never know. I'm not sure what we're planning, but really excited for this song to be the one that's happening right now. So
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Goes out to all my ladies out there. So really pumped.
You just got a little ooh out me when you said there might be another single.
Yes, I did. I'm like oohing at myself. I'm like, oh, what's happening? I'm not sure. We'll see. It's an exciting time for endless possibilities. So we'll see what happens.
Your album Perennial is split up into, is it 3 parts?
Yeah, three different chapters, 3 different phases of kind of coming out of heartbreak and figuring out who I am and falling into new relationships and kind of treading water and just a lot of learning about who I am.
What chapter does Lady Powers come out of on the album?
So Lady Powers fell into the second chapter, where I kind of, I learned so much. So the first chapter was, you know, about heartbreak and you know, trying to, you know, move past that feeling, because it's quite hard. And then there was a moment where I kind of came out of that, and I started to have feelings for someone else, or I started to figure out what was going on around me other than, you know, my feelings and my, you know, my broken heart. So it was kind of like, it was a really exciting time where I developed some empowerment and kind of self-worth and a bit of strength as well. Like, it was, I think it's something that happens to a lot of people as well. Like, you can kind of go about your life, and then you can figure out who you are and figure out what you're going through, and it's quite fascinating when you learn things about yourself, and you're kind of like, oh, I think I'm a little bit stronger than I used to be. So yeah, it was kind of about that.
That's really cool. Now, we can't ignore it. You obviously got your big break on The Voice, which does make me a little bit jealous, because I think most gay boys would love to have Delta Goodrum as their singing coach.
Seriously, she's the most amazing person ever. Yeah.
How important was it for you to stay true to your own musical style after doing the show?
Well, I think, well, that was a really great experience for me. And when I came off the show, I was given, you know, some really incredible opportunities. I got signed and I had management and all those amazing things. And they gave me the time to kind of just be creative and figure out what, you know, what the next phase was. And, you know, I write lots of folk music. All the songs that I write as Vera Blue and that we do as a group, they're all written from a folk beginning. They all start really organic from a guitar or piano, and then we just develop them with really cool sounds that feel right for the song. So I love, with all the songs, keeping that organic touch. So Lady Powers, you can still hear a bit of acoustic in there. There's some like really cool bass guitar that is just out of this world that a guy called Adam Anders, who is my manager in the States, he did a really great part there. So I just love keeping like the organic touch to the music where I grew up and all those kinds of things. So I grew up in the country, keep that vibe there is really special.
How did the name change come about? Because some people might still remember you as Celia Pavey.
So when I came off the show, I was writing a lot of music under my real name, and then I was doing heaps of different writing sessions and writing camps, and I collaborated with Andy Mack, who is my producer, and he's, you know, he's part of Vera Blue. His younger brother, Tom, who is my co-writer, we're like really close friends, and also Gosling. We had a writing session together, and I had this folk song that I'd written, but I really wanted to dabble in electronic music. I'd just fallen in love with artists like FKA Twigs and Banks and people like Flume, and just those really cool electronic sounds that just added extra emotion to the song. So we just kind of experimented. It was new for Andy as well, and we just had fun with this song, and we were just like, once we produced it, we were like, I think we're onto something, and I think we need to keep going. So the name change kind of just came from a new sound. So I still do stuff under Celia Pavey, but the new sound, the electronic touch to the folk element, was the blend, just added a new vibe. So I thought, I feel like this needs its own little name. So Vera Blue came.
It's a great name, I have to say.
Thank you.
Do you think it was important in kind of shedding that reality show image and being your own artist, or do you think it sort of happened organically?
Yeah, it was one of those things that definitely happened organically. I wasn't specifically trying to run away from anything, because I was so proud of the artist that I was on the show and the artist that I still, you know, still am as a folk artist. So I think it was just something that happened, you know, in progression to creating a new style of music and just experimenting. So yeah, we have so much fun doing it, and it's, you know, it's amazing to be able to perform the Vera Blue stuff live, because the electronic music makes me move in a certain way, and I have so much fun kind of playing with electronic things and being able to still play guitar in the music. And I have a really great band who are just absolute fire. Like, they have such great skills and know what to do with making the like recording product come to life on stage. So it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, cool. I have to just say, it's often very hard for artists to maintain success after being on reality shows, and there's very few that have been able to do it. So a really big hats off to you, because you've done it so
brilliantly.
And you deserve every bit of success and more.
Thank you. I've had such a great, great team behind me, and, you know, these people that have helped me figure out, you know, this project have been so supportive and given me the space to just be creative. And I think that's something that's really important as a musician and for people in the industry, is to allow artists to just figure out what they want to do and experiment and find sounds and collaborate, which is really important. Just collaborating with other like minds and having fun with music. So
what is next for you?
Lots of things. So this year is a really exciting year. Today starting I think it's a really great kind of start to release a really awesome song. I'm so proud of it. So lots of touring, doing a tour in May, the Lady Powers tour, doing Groove in the Mood, doing lots of stuff overseas as well. So just doing lots of music and having fun and touring and all those fun things that come with being an artist. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, awesome. And I have to also just throw in, because we did just have Mardi Gras, in case you missed it.
Yes. Oh my God, it was the best day ever. Me and my friends, we put wigs on and we dressed. We had glitter everywhere. I saw a parade. It was the funnest day. We had the best time.
Amazing. That was going to be my next question. You went, so that's really cool.
Loved it so much. Didn't see Cher, though. I just missed her, and apparently she looked amazing. And of course she would. She's an absolute boss lady.
She is a boss lady, and I did get to see her, and she was incredible, even though it was like it was 500 really degrees in that venue.
Oh, yeah, it would have been quite warm. I think it was like a really exciting year as well, with everything that happened, and it was a really positive time, and everyone was just really happy. It was a really good day. I loved it.
I'm just thinking some year you'll have to get up there at the after party, maybe with like a guitar drenched in glitter.
Oh, I would love that. I might have to pitch that to someone. Can I do this? It would be like a Lady Powers float.
That would be amazing. Thank you so much. Hopefully, maybe we can get you in the studio someday as well.
Yes, would love that. Hopefully we'll be able to see you soon.
Perennial's out now. Lady Powers is out now. So nice to talk to you, Vera. And speak to you soon.
Thank you for having me.